Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence for the life of your pet. Check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. The Dog Talk Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care. Check out AllTheBestPetCare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. All the best food treats and toys for your dogs and cats. Got a lots to talk about on today's show, and it's a bit of a temporary farewell show for Eric and I because we're both going on vacation.
That's right.
I think Eric's vacation is a little bit more exciting than mine, a little bit. One, because it's longer. Two, because he's going to Europe.
True enough.
I am going to Eastern Washington.
Which is always nice as well.
It is. So Eric's going to be on vacation for the next 3 shows.
We'll both be headed east.
Yes, we will. You a little further than So where are you going?
I'm going to France, going to Paris, and going to see friends in London, probably pop over to Dublin as well, and thinking maybe go up to Scotland and see Edinburgh again, and probably go to Glasgow this time.
Nice.
Yeah. That's how they say it over there, so I have to
I'm Scottish.
Try and get to the groove. Oh, fantastic.
I am, yes.
Have you been?
Among many other things. Yes, I have.
So you know what a gorgeous place it is.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
To come back with one piece of a dog tidbit.
A dog tidbit.
It's like an observation.
I'm not sure they'll let me carry that through security, but I'll see.
Not edible.
Okay.
Informational.
Okay.
What did you know? Because I hear that France, that the dogs are allowed everywhere. And
mm-hmm.
So I'd just be curious, Eric.
Yeah, and they don't. Last time I was there anyway, I'm hoping they've changed the law. They don't pick up after their dogs in France, which is a different thing. They actually pay people to come pick up.
The city does?
Yeah, the city picks up dog waste, and they've got like trucks and stuff that clean it up. So, I'm not sure how that's working for them, but I'll report back.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know. Well, I'm going to Eastern Washington. A friend of mine has some property out there, and it's pretty rustic.
Mm.
Sort of a step up from camping. But there's a well, and there's some accommodations, but very rustic. We're going with a big group of friends and a lot of dogs.
All right.
And that's going to be very cool. I'm really looking forward to it. But, you know, and I've got 2 cattle dogs and a dachshund. And so the cattle dogs, I mean, they're going.
They're all coming with?
Yes.
Wow.
So they are going to where, I mean, they're going to be where they're meant to be, really. I mean, that's like.
Cattle country.
Well, I hope there aren't cows, actually. I don't think there will be. But there might be some horses out there. And, they're meant to be out in nature and open space and running around. You know, they're going to be getting back to their roots.
All right.
As will I. Very, very much looking forward to it. So next week, we're going to be playing one of my favorite shows. This one was from a couple years back, I think, a year and a half or so. Miss Haskell's 4th grade class wrote me letters.
Oh, I remember that show. That was a great show.
Yeah, and some of them are very funny. And we're actually going to be doing that again with, we didn't do that this past year, but this coming school year, we're going to have her new class or her current class write in a whole nother set of letters, and then I'll read those on air. But very funny. Some of them were clearly trying to be very funny.
Right.
So we'll be playing that show next week, and then we'll be back with a brand new show.
I'll have to tune in on the internet.
From Rod, streaming from.
Because I remember really enjoying that show.
Yeah, that was a good one. Although, Eric, I doubt you're going to be listening to the Dog Talk Show while you're in Europe. Let's be honest.
Okay, you got me. I'll listen to it when I get back.
All right, sounds good. Well, all of the shows are archived, too, so you can even go back and listen to the original archive, too, on the website.
I could put it on my MP3 and listen to it
on the
plane.
Yeah. Yes. Good. That's a good one. I like that. We are available as a free podcast on iTunes. So you can just search for the Dog Talk Show on iTunes under the audio podcast section, and you'll find us there. Just look for our cute little logo with the orange dog in the blue background. And also, all the shows are archived on the website, dogtalkshow.com. So there is there's a couple of events I just wanted to announce. There's an ice cream social this Saturday at the Bellevue store, the Bellevue All the Best Pet Care store. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's like doggy ice cream, and they have two flavors. Can you imagine what they might be, Eric?
Let me take a stab. I'm going to go with liver, and I am going to go with squid.
Squid?
I don't know. Just taking a stab in the dark.
No, sweet potato molasses.
Oh, okay.
So they're actually not meat, you know, meat flavors.
I thought if they were going with dog ice cream, they would go with the
one
meat
would
flavors because dogs love meat.
But it's the people that have to bring the dogs there, so maybe that's part of it too. The other one is pumpkin and honey, which actually sounds kind of good.
These actually sound like good ice creams.
Yeah.
I could imagine them being at Full Tilt or something.
Yes, yeah. That's a great place. Also, the Vashon Sheepdog Classic has announced their dates, and I'm going to be interviewing Maggie McClure closer to the event, which is going to be the last day of September and October 1st and 2nd, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's on Vashon Island here in Washington, and it's a lovely day out to get out of the city and to watch some herding trials with, it's mostly border collies with the type of herding that they're doing, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I believe there are some videos on the Dog Talk Show homepage and probably our Facebook page as well from last year's, but I'll be bringing my camera again. It was really cool. There was this one part where there was a border collie and one of the ewes have this sort of standoff with each other, and they're both just like staring at each other, and their faces are literally like 6 inches apart, just sort of staring at each other. And so I was actually happened to be filming that time and was standing next to Maggie and talking to her. And so you can kind of hear her commentary and her expertise on kind of what was going on and what they expect the dogs to do in response to that type of behavior from the sheep. It's just such a great day. There's local food there available. You bring a blanket, sit on a hillside. It's green, rolling hills. It's on Misty Isle Farms. Wonderful.
Sounds idyllic.
Vashon Sheepdog Classic. You might be seeing some of that in Scotland and Ireland.
Yeah, I was going to say it sounds like a scene out of a Celtic world that I'm headed to.
Yes. Well, I was at my first nose work trial a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cool to watch the dogs work. I cannot say enough. I cannot express with words how much I love nose work for dogs. Because it's like, it's their primary sense. Their noses are amazing. They don't have an outlet for that, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderful thing for people to do with their dog. The dog is actually one leading it rather than other types of activities, which I also love, but they're more like where the person is the one leading.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it's just something like unique about nose work where the dog is really the one that's leading the partnership. And so they actually are trained how to detect scent. And so we went, Darcy and I went to nose work trials. We saw Miriam Rose there, who is a certified nose work instructor and also professional scent detection trainer. And I interviewed her a few months ago, so you can look for that interview too, where we talk about nose work. And there are classes available for anybody, really. I mean, another thing I love about this event is that it's so accessible to pretty much anybody. You don't have to have a dog that's very athletic. You can do it with an older dog. Older people can do it, or people who might have a hard time doing something like agility where you have to run after the dog or something like that. It's really accessible and really amazing. And so to actually watch these dogs, there are a few different ones. There's an indoor one and an outdoor one where they hide, and then a car one where they hide just a tiny little bit of, and I think they were using birch scent. Birch, like the wood tree. Yeah. So they were using that scent. And it doesn't matter what kind of scent, you just have to pick one. And so they had like a tiny little bit on the end of a Q-tip or like cotton swab, and then they would hide it. And so in the car one, they hid it. Now, if your dog is listening, cover their ears so that they're not. No, so they're hiding. So they hid it behind the front license plate of one of the cars, and there were three cars lined up. And so the handler brings the dog in, and the dog is kind of start sniffing around, and so to watch how the person needed to be and to. It's really about listening to the dog and learning how to do that. And when I say listen, I don't mean listen to words like we typically think of listening.
Yeah, he's but not really, going, it's under the license plate.
Right. It's about watching and reading the dog and reading their body language and not jumping to a conclusion too fast. Like, oh, we found it. But, maybe that wasn't it. Maybe he was close to it and really wasn't signaling.
Right.
But to watch the dogs be like, sniff, 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 sniff. And then some of them were just like, oh, that's it. And then they would like look at their owner and the way that they looked at him, it was just awesome to watch. There was a very interesting product that I saw at the trials. And we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to share this. I've never seen these before and I love them. So when we come back from break, I'll share what that was that I saw at the nose work trials. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079. For more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life, that's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist, www.sensitivedog.com.
Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information. Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio, Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. So we went to the nose work trial, and we were there, and it was a sunny, it was a typical Seattle day, Seattle summer, where it was sort of sunny, but then the sun would go away and it would get kind of...
So a lovely fall day.
Yes. Yeah, well, we found this, we showed up and there were these, a bunch of cars in the parking lot, and they had these mesh, sheets, almost, covering the whole car.
Uh-huh.
And and we've talked a lot on the show about, the danger of having pets in cars, and that it really doesn't have to be that hot out in order for the car to become dangerously hot for a dog.
Right.
And so in something like a trial like that, where perhaps somebody's working a few different dogs, and the way that those are set up, the nose work trials, and why they're so great for reactive dogs,
mm-hmm.
is because only one dog works at a time.
Sure.
So your dog doesn't have to be able to handle being in a room with 10 other dogs in order to participate in nose work. So it's really nice that way for people, because a lot of people have a hard time handling their dogs around other dogs, especially on leash. So somebody might have a few different dogs that they're participating in the trial with, and so then where are they going to
keep the dogs?
And a lot of times they'll have them in a crate in the car, but then it's going to get hot, and
right.
What about finding shade and all this sort of stuff. So anyway, we found there were these huge, shiny metallic sheets draped over the entire car.
Uh-huh.
And this was right when we got there, and I was like, what are those?
Mm-hmm.
And they reflect, they're like reflective mesh, so cool air can flow through them, like if you have the windows down.
Yeah.
But they're reflective, so they just reflect the light back away from the car, the sunlight.
Oh, great.
And they say that they actually are cooler than... cooler than shade temperatures.
Okay, so this sounds like it's going to look like a spaceship, but it sounds like it would be pretty cool. And
yeah.
Pun intended there.
Yes.
So you leave the windows down while that's on? Okay. And then that also keeps the dogs from hopping out if they're...
Well, I think the dogs were... No, it wouldn't.
Oh,
so
okay.
I think the dogs might be in crates or something, in the car or van or something like that, so that the dogs are safe. But it's just for the heat management.
Hmm.
Or you could have the windows, not down far enough. You know, whatever.
Yeah,
I think people will know,
yeah.
What they need to do. But it says, so I searched for it, and it looks like there's a couple ones, but I found one silver shade mesh, .com was one of them that I found. Car, van, vehicle, and utility trailer shade covers. And it says that it's cooler than shade. Silver shade mesh virtually eliminates the heat buildup problem inherent in conventional shade tarps and tents that absorb the sun's rays and generate heat, which is then trapped underneath or inside the tarp. Silver shade mesh can reduce enclosed area temperatures up to 20%. Durable, easy to use, lightweight, rot, mildew resistant, won't run or fray, washes with a garden hose. And so it's aluminized polymesh fabric reflects away heat, radiation, and sun while allowing cool air flow. Such a cool idea. I've never seen these before. I mean, how many dog events have I been to? I don't know if this is new or what, but I was very intrigued. I think it's a great idea. And so
could
search
be
for like
handy for anybody in a real hot climate, trying to get in those cars when they've been in the sun is
pretty unpleasant
for everybody.
It makes sense, rather than to have something that just sort of creates shade and blocks heat but might still absorb it, that this actually, because the heat is coming from the light, to actually reflect the light and bounce it away from what it is that it's covering. I thought that was very cool. So silver shade mesh, try to say that five times as fast as you can, was one that I found. It looked like there were a few different ones, but just kind of search for like mesh reflective car cover or something like that and see what you find. Very cool, as Eric would like to say, pun intended. Now, Eric, you were at the dog park recently, weren't you?
Well, yeah, I was at a regular park that also just happens to have a dog park. Yeah, and I thought it was nice. They had a section that was just for shy dogs. And
yes.
I thought that was nice. I wish they had that when I was growing up and going to school. You know, the area just for shy kids on the playground, you know.
Yeah, a lot of those dog parks, and I think it's a really important feature of a dog park, is that they'll have a small dog section.
Mm-hmm.
Or a small/shy dog section.
Yeah.
And that would be nice, wouldn't it, for kids too, huh?
Right, I thought so, yeah. You know.
Well, if you don't want to participate in, you know, dodgeball or whatever, you guys can just hang out. And
it was Luther Burbank Park, by the way, on Mercer Island, which is a beautiful park.
It is. Yes, they have a nice off-leash dog area. And the small shy dog area is a nice size too.
Yes.
Yeah. And yes, that was a good observation, Eric. I wonder if they have dog parks in France.
I would imagine they would have to.
I wonder who could find that out for me.
I'll take a look and see what I can find.
So Leia went to her first Earth Dog trial a few weeks ago, and I mentioned this last week, but I didn't have time to actually talk about it, so I'm going to talk about it real quick before our next break. And it's sort of along the lines of scent work, but she's... she's a dachshund, and so Earth Dog is an American Kennel Club performance event that is for specific breeds of terrier and dachshunds. And one of my trivia questions, it was either last week or the week before, was about which of these breeds is not a recognized breed, according to the American Kennel Club, to participate in Earth Dog. The answer was the Airedale Terrier, which, of course, is the largest breed of terrier and would not be able to go down into a small tunnel and, flush out a ferret or a rat or something like that. So anyway, it's really interesting. It was hosted by the Cascade Cairn Terrier Club. There were mostly Cairn Terriers there, a couple dachshunds, a couple other breeds of terriers. And it was Leia's first, and she is 8.5 years old. So what they do is they have a rat in a box. The rat is completely protected in the box, so the dogs can't actually get to the rat and hurt the rat. And the rats actually have their own caretaker. So the rats actually lead a pretty sweet life, aside from the Earth Dog experience.
Does anybody grow up thinking, someday I'm going to be a rat wrangler?
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find out, I guess, if we ever talk to a rat wrangler
on
the show.
Maybe. But does anybody really grow up to do what they thought they were going to when they were kids anyway?
Some people do.
Imagine that you would be program coordinator and booth engineer when you were 6 years old?
Maybe not that specific, but I thought maybe I'll work in media.
Well, all right. I always had a passion for dogs.
There you go. See, so you really are doing what you grew. So if there's somebody out there that has a passion for rats, I guess, finally, a field of opportunity for them.
Yes. So Leia had her first experience. And so, I'm thinking you might think, okay, this is a dachshund. This is what they're bred to do. She's going to go up to that cage and just start trying to get at the rat,
Yeah.
Not the case.
Oh.
And not the case with a lot of dogs.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's accurate to say most, but it is accurate to say very common. And it's not an indication of the dog's drive, because it's just an indication of the dog's I've never had this opportunity before, and I'm not really sure what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I got to see actually some dogs perform who had a similar reaction to Leia's at first, and they did get to the point where they were just like, let me at it. But she just went up and sniffed and sniffed and sniffed, And I have a video of it that I need to post on the Dog Talk Show homepage as well as our Facebook page. But she sniffed and sniffed and sniffed, checking it out. And she is a scent hound. And one thing that Greg Perry said, who is the person that I interviewed, who's an AKC Earth Dog judge, interviewed him about a month ago. He said that the hounds, the dachshunds, tend to analyze the scent more thoroughly than the terriers. Or it might take them longer. It takes them longer to process the scent, which would make sense to me. So she's sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and just, and I'm like, okay, she's sniffing. And so I took her away, took her back, because you want to leave them wanting more. And then she's sniffing and sniffing. And then all of a sudden she's sniffing and she's got her nose right up to the mesh. And then the rat just kind of punked her. And like, I don't know what he did, like, or she just sort of pawed at her or something. And she jumped back and was like, what? Oh, that's how it's going to be. And then she kind of got all fired up about it. And for Leia, she's a pretty mellow dog, but then she kind of got going. And so it was really amazing to see that progression and just a really fun event. I'm such a huge fan of all of these different performance events, whatever type of breed of dog you have. I know that I've said this before, but I just think it's so important that we give dogs an outlet to do what they were meant to do. I mentioned on last week's show when I was talking about reactive dogs, this border collie that I'm working with, 2.5-year-old, very high drive male border collie that's basically been isolated for a year because his owner was having a very hard time handling him. And he was acting aggressive, and so she was afraid and not taking him out in public and not getting out, and so therefore not getting out, not getting the stimulation that he needed, and so then that exacerbates the aggression. And he was just very misunderstood, and I just think it's such a wonderful gift to give your dog to do something like nose work that any dog can do. You could do it with a Chihuahua. You could do it with a cattle dog. You could do it with a Newfoundland, you know, any size, any age, any temperament. It's actually great for dogs that are skittish or fearful or reactive. And then anything, you know, all these events that are like breed specific or breed group specific, like herding or lure coursing or drafting or earth dog or whatever. There's just so much out there, and this area is so loaded. Pretty much anything you can imagine that's available to do with your dog, it is in the Pacific Northwest. So I really encourage you to check that out, and especially if you think, oh, my dog could never do that. I definitely recommend that you check it out. And if you need help connecting with the people that you need to connect with, just send me an email, host@dogtalkshow.com, and I'd be happy to help you out with that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about some very interesting dog news that I've come across, as well as other things. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Was you on time and wagging your tail in the cutest mime, and you was in jail. I said, woof, be mine, and you gave away a man. I was no longer alone. Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote, or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Evinger's Pet Food, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check on the birds at Mollywood, the wildlife at Sarvey, and the horses at All Breed Equine Rescue. Plus, for the first time, we'll talk with Eileen about the elephants, dogs, and cats in India. Find out how you can help on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Dr. Don's Automotive recommends servicing your air conditioning and cabin filters regularly to minimize noise for sound-sensitive dogs and to keep your puppy cool in the summer heat. Visit drdonsautomotive.com for more information or call 206-782-6303 to schedule an appointment. Mention this ad for 5% off parts and labor. Dr. Don's Automotive, expert auto repair and service, with the honesty of a dog lover that you can trust.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And I said, Lord, I'm happy because I'm just walking my dog, singing my songs.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. So I was searching for dog news. There was a story like two nights ago, I think, but then I couldn't find it online, but about a very stubborn, resistant bacteria that vets are starting to see in dogs, and it's a skin. It manifests as like a skin issue. And it's resistant to many antibiotics, as bacteria is learning to do. It was kind of the only way that they could identify which one it was is by doing a culture, and that there is a very aggressive antibiotic that they can use. But the problem with those antibiotics is that, and any antibiotic, is that they kill both the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. And we talked a lot about good bacteria and bad bacteria in my interview with Jacqueline Hill, who's one of the owners of Answers Pet Food. And we were talking about their raw goat's milk, which I love. And I've been giving away vouchers of the goat's milk, and dogs and cats have been loving it. Eric, I need to bring you a pint of it to try for your cats.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love it.
But it balances the good bacteria and the bad bacteria in the digestive tract, which basically translates into immune function. I think the science behind this nutrition is totally fascinating. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to their website, answerspetfood.com. You can also go and listen to the interview that I had with Jacqueline Hill, which was a few months ago. You can find that on dogtalkshow.com. You can also find it on iTunes. Anyway, but my point is that how important it is to keep our dogs, and us for that matter, as healthy as possible, and how to do that, the most important way to do that is through nutrition. And it's something that this society has just totally missed as a result of so many different things. And I mean, I could get all into this whole discussion, but you know, it's the industry and how processed foods are. And this is for people, too. The pet food industry is sort of a mirror of the human food industry. And so think about the food that is the most readily available and most commonly eaten, at least in the U.S., is, processed food, fast food, mass produced, all different types of stuff, grains, high carb, sugar. And then the meat and the quality of the meat and the antibiotics and the hormones and the, you know, all this stuff. It's just like such a mess. And it has an impact on our health and our body's ability to fight, to fight off things that we encounter, like bacterial infections. And so much of that actually is within keeping the digestive tract healthy is such a huge part of that. And unfortunately, that's just something that the pet food industry in general, and there are some great pet foods out there that I have talked about on the show over the years, but in general just does not have a clue about. And unfortunately, too, the industry has infiltrated the vet schools, and so a lot of vets don't know a lot about nutrition from a more natural standpoint. So I just saw this story about this bacterial infections that they're starting to see in dogs. And then I found this article, Bacteria from Dog Feces Present in Outdoor Air in Urban Areas. So bacteria from fecal material. And so when you were mentioning the dog poop system in France. Right. I sort of thought about this. I thought, well, I'm going to be talking about dog poop today. Dog fecal material may constitute the dominant source of airborne bacteria in Cleveland and Detroit's wintertime air. An interesting article from Science Daily about that. And
now, Detroit, I understand, because I've heard that they have like packs of feral dogs actually that roam abandoned neighborhoods in Detroit. So that would explain why some of that would be there anyway.
You know, it doesn't take feral dogs though, even because I mean, I guess probably in relative to pet dogs, you know, feral dogs not ever going to have somebody come behind them unless they're in France.
Probably not. Yeah.
And pick up their poop. But, you know, I mean, dog poop, even with, you know, in this area, there has just been this campaign, no doggity, you get to bag it up. There's a music video done and, you know, kind of a play off that song. I think that was from the 90s. About picking up after your pet and how important it is. And I think anybody will, you know, can relate to this, where you're walking around your neighborhood and you just see dog poop left from, you know, neighbors or whatever who just didn't pick it up or weren't prepared with a bag or, you know, anything like that. So it's just so important because apparently it can end up in the air, which is sort of freaky. Found it. So I have all of these article links posted on the Dog Talk Show homepage, which is dogtalkshow.com. So you can just go there right on that homepage. It'll be at the top. You'll see a link to the video that I'll talk about in a few minutes, and then a link to all of these articles that I'm talking about. Found an interesting one. And of course, this one got me all fired up, which isn't that hard to do, but it's about food. Fido's food could be making kids sick. Now, as a fan of raw food diets and, you know, the raw goat's milk and, you know, feeding dogs raw food, because it is what they were designed to eat, generally speaking, a healthy dog with a healthy immune system can handle a limited amount of, you know, bacteria. They're scavengers. Their stomach acid in a dog's stomach has a very, very low pH, which means it's very acidic. And so the industry and... I know from experience, I actually have a handout that was put that a client of mine got from her vet that was put out by Purina about, you know, why not to feed raw food. And the main thing was the salmonella and it's, you know, have to be careful, dangerous.
Yeah, I think I asked about that on the show.
Salmonella. And so it's like, all right, well, whatever. So I found an article. Oh, guess what they found in dry food?
Salmonella.
Salmonella outbreak in humans because of coming from pet food.
Oh, no.
Fido's food may be making kids sick, a government report warns, detailing the first known salmonella outbreak in humans. Mostly young children linked to pet food. Was it raw food? No. It was dry food. The outbreak sickened 79 people in 21 mostly eastern states. And this was a few years back, between 2006 and 2008. And almost half the victims were children aged 2 and younger, so weaker immune systems. Dry pet foods are an under-recognized source of salmonella infections in humans. And it's likely other illnesses since then were unknowingly caused by tainted pet food. And it's actually not. So in the processing of the food, it's not. It gets cooked out, but then it can. They think that the salmonella was in the flavor enhancer that they spray on dry food after it's been excreted. That is why dogs will even eat it. So there you go. I think some of the companies, I think this was Mars, which I've talked about before. And this is actually from Como News. So credible source. And I just have to say, I am tickled that it was dry food and not, from a, company that I don't think uses, you know, high quality ingredients. They use byproducts and corn and wheat and all that type of stuff. So Anyway, the link to this article, if you want to read the full article, is on the Dog Talk Show homepage, www.dogtalkshow.com. Another interesting one, Eric, I think you're going to like this one. Man barks at dog. According to a police report, Officer Bradley Walker was responding to a crash at the Mason Pub early Sunday morning when his canine officer, Timber, began barking. Walker said he observed 25-year-old Ryan Stevens with his face about 2 inches from the rear window of the police vehicle barking and hissing at Timber. When Walker questioned Stevens about why he was barking at the dog, Stevens replied, "He started it. He was harassing me." Walker said he believed Stevens was intoxicated, shocking, because he smelled of alcohol and his speech was slurred. Stephen is to appear, let's see, this was from April of 2011, so fairly recent. He's going to appear April 21st in municipal court on a misdemeanor citation of willfully teasing a police canine officer.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Walker said it's dangerous to incite the dogs while they're locked inside the vehicle. Dangerous to do to dogs when they're just on leash as well. I can't stand it when people do this. People do this to pet dogs, too. Bark back at them or in the car or something like that. I can't believe this guy did it to a police dog.
Yeah, that sounds like, you know, you're causing trouble with an officer of the law, which is a whole different level.
You're just asking for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And how irritating, because I just am so defensive of dogs, too, you know.
Well, I gotta say, I kind of understand the urge to bark back at some of these dogs that just come at you, rawr, 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 rawr,
yeah,
like that. You know, you want to give them a taste of their own medicine. Of course, they don't care if you bark at them. They'll just bark more.
Well, actually, it just feeds into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is, you know, it's a very common problem. I have people, when they're telling me about the behaviors that, you know, they see are challenging with their dogs, barking at either very commonly other dogs, but sometimes people too, in the car is a big one. And it's hard because it's so hard to address the behavior because it's in the car. So
right.
You're either not there or you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So the dog's not on leash or, you know, so it's really hard to work through. I still, though, even though I can, as you say, Eric, you can see his urge to do that.
Yeah.
Still don't think it was a good idea.
No, bad person.
Bad person.
Don't do that.
Yeah. So maybe he should have to serve community service in France, where he's one of those people that goes and picks up dog poop in the cities.
No doggity, no doubt.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. I found this great story about a golden retriever in Maine that I actually have a video link posted on the Dog Talk Show homepage. I'm going to share that when we come back. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
No doubt. Play on, Puget. Play on, Puget. Your dog dropped a deuce. Dog and get down. Dog. Baby got a walking through Sea Town, and all around the Puget Sound, cover much ground. She ain't a hound from the pound. In the rain, it's a good day. Each and every day, the Northwest way. The girl...
This is Julie Forbes, your host of the Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor, Wednesday afternoons at 5.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
It's on when she kicks like a rabbit. Doggy, when you do your do, I'm gonna help you. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you walk it. Dog doogity. We got to bag it up.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and that's a little sample of that song.
That's right.
That was put together.
Yo, doggity, you got to bag it up.
You can find a video of it on YouTube.
Yeah, not a hit in France.
No, not yet. So I found this story about a golden retriever in Maine, and it's just adorable. And, you know, talk about dogs just wanting a job. And it's not just the working dogs, you know, the obvious, the border collies and the cattle dogs, the herding breeds, you know, the ones that are like known workers. But all breeds really want something to do. I mean, and what that might look like might depend on the breed type, whether it's a Maltese or a Basset Hound or a Golden Retriever. Some are more versatile. Well, this Golden Retriever is a Kaylee, a six-year-old golden retriever in Maine, and her owners at the Whitetail Golf Course, her owners are at this golf course, and so she lives there, and she's picked up this job where she's kind of like a valet, this is from the Huffington Post, and I have a link to it posted on the Dog Talk Show homepage, dogtalkshow.com. You might think your pet's play dead routine is pretty special, but it looks like a dog from Charleston, Maine has you beat. Kaylee, a 6-year-old golden retriever, has learned how to save golfers a trip by valeting golf cart keys and bringing them back to the clubhouse, much to the amusement of her owners at the Whitetail Golf Course. What's more, she really enjoys it. According to her owners, she started helping out on her own one day when a customer decided to test her smarts. And she hasn't stopped since. Considering her breed, retrieving things is instinctual for this little lady. But it's still awesome that she enjoys lending a paw. And there's a video that where you can actually see her doing this. And so she just hangs out where the golfers come and return their golf carts. And then they hand her the keys to the golf cart on their way to the parking lot to their own cars, and she takes the keys up into the clubhouse and basically returns the keys, saving the golfers a trip to the clubhouse. And she'll do this, the owner says in the interview, she'll do this, you know, all day. And she'll actually try to, you know, she'll try to do it for everybody. So she really looks to do this. And she says that she only the only times that she won't do it is that if it's been a busy day and she's tired at the end of the day. So cute, though. And there's a link to this on the Dog Talk Show homepage where you can actually see her in action. And this was something that, like, she just did once. Like, someone was like, go bring the keys in or something like that. And she did it once and then was like, sweet, kept doing it.
I hope she gets tips, at least.
I know it. Not too many, though. Should get overweight, because I'm sure her tips would not be, her tips would have to be edible.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she probably runs off that extra treat calories by doing all that extra running with
potentially,
the keys. Yeah.
But it brings up a good point, because she doesn't need to, she's not doing, the work is the reward.
Mm.
And that is, you know, that's something for people to really get, and especially for people who feel like they always have to have a treat in order to get their dog to do something for them. Well, a lot of times it's just the way that people have been working with their dog, and they've sort of structured it that way so that the dogs are just kind of trained like, oh, this is like, where's the treat? Because don't I have to have a treat present? But you can actually get your dog through that. And this is something, again, same thing. It doesn't have to be this, you know, working breed, sort of an obvious breed like a German Shepherd or something like that, that has a really, really strong work ethic. Little dogs, too. I mean, they really love to work. Some dogs more than others, for sure. And that's kind of true with people as well. But most dogs out there just want something to do. You know, let me think about something. And so learning how to work with your dog in a way that lets them think and have a thought process, and it's not just that you're, you know, barking these commands at the dog, sit, 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 but that you're actually present to the fact that you're making a request, and then you wait and see what your dog does in response, and then you respond accordingly, whether you praise the dog or communicate to the dog that they did not make the right choice, and then ask them again. And then when they finally do make the right choice, then you praise them. But really slowing down and listening to your dogs. And I was talking about that in regards to nose work. And I think that that's something that's so beneficial to that particular event, is that it really teaches people how to tune into their dogs and really truly listen to them and be present to them and how they communicate, because dogs are not verbal. People are verbal. Dogs are not. So really just a lot of interesting articles. And like I said, they're all posted on the Dog Talk Show homepage. We also have a Facebook fan page. So if you have not become a fan of the Dog Talk Show yet on Facebook, and you are on Facebook, check us out. Just search for the Dog Talk Show and become a fan. And then you'll get to be a part of the conversation in between Wednesdays. Our show is live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. There are some exceptions, rarely, and this coming week is one of those. Eric will be in Europe, you dog, you, and I will be in Eastern Washington.
Hanging with the dogs.
Hanging with the dogs, yeah. Letting the cattle dogs be cattle dogs. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. So I'll be replaying Miss Haskell's fourth grade class letters that a local fourth grade class wrote in. Each individual wrote me a letter and either told me about their dog or asked me a question about dogs. And some of them are really quite funny. So we'll be rerunning that show next week. And then we'll be back with a live show. We'll be talking with Nora Lenz. She's got a website. It's going to be on September 7th, which is the day before my birthday. Eric, you're going to be gone for my birthday.
I apologize for that. I'm sorry. If I had known, I might have scheduled it differently.
Of course. Change your vacation. But she's got a website, nomorevetbills.com. She has interesting ideas. She talks about something called natural hygiene, which I've sort of alluded to, but we're going to be talking more specifically about that on September 7th, the show, when I get back. So I'm really looking forward to that conversation. We'll be back with some more Dog Talk Show trivia as well, with prizes to give away. Want to send a shout out to Eastside Insurance for supplying those giveaways. Dog poop bag holder and a toy and a collapsible bowl. We've still got some more free vouchers of goat's milk to give away. And we're going to have some coupons for free small bags of Nature's Logic dry food. So we have that to look forward to. Again, the website is dogtalkshow.com for all of our past shows. You can find all of our past shows also archived on iTunes as a free audio podcast, Facebook fan page, etc., etc. Eric, have an amazing time.
Thank you.
And I will as well.
Yes, you do the same.
And I look forward to hearing about your trip when you come back.
Likewise.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.